of the end zones, there's a group of people who are applauding standing, but they're wanting more. They're wanting better. From the text line, we're going to go through. We're going to read them all. If you have not joined in the conversation, please do. 1611 says this. Beyond dissatisfied, talent evaluation is bad. Look at safety play, linebacker play, D-line play. We are playing safeties that wouldn't be on the roster of a playoff team. Sick to my stomach because we look like the junior high version of the playoff team. Bach, immediate thought to that?
Yeah, I saw some text too, kind of pointing that out that, you know, and that's the biggest thing too. I think Nebraska fans, for everything they've been through, they've, for a lot of them at least, been around to see what good football looks like. And, I just kind of go back to, man, I still cannot believe the level of talent that was on that defensive line. I was talking to Grant Wistrom the other day when Terrell had him in studio. You know, you're just talking about Grant Wistrom and Jason Peter and Kelsey and Vanden Bosch. I mean, there is just a crazy amount of talent. So, I mean, we know what that kind of look like. And it's just crazy because over the years, it started as like, you know, mid-2000s. Okay, what's the difference between now and the championship level competing teams in Nebraska? And now we've gotten so far, and I say this over years and years and years and years, you stretch out to the point of like, all right, well, now what's similar? And now as I look at it, what's similar between Nebraska now and the championship teams of the 90s? The laundry. And that's it.
That's it. That's it. Kip says this recruiting approach is like trying to ice skate with rollerblades or sail a ship down the road. For once, since we've joined the Big Ten, please recruit for the Big Ten. I can't imagine how hard recruiting really is, but we build teams for the wrong environment, it seems like. 9096 says this, honestly can't wait for that 2027 class because they seem like they have some dogs coming then. And I'm going to get back to some of these texts because some of these are there. In Texas, I would like to see Nebraska football be a physical offense and defense lines also increase team speed. Us in the portal fill in a needed hole, but we need more in-state linemen to develop them as they give a crap about the program, as that they may show the player out of state what Nebraska is all about. 5704 says this, mildly satisfied but dissatisfied we didn't meet our true potential and have concerns moving forward. Thomas and Lincoln, a season of disappointment. But did Nebraska sell the most alcohol? If so, the fans win. Ben Starkey, they're embarrassing, very dissatisfied. One-Eyed Ray says this, we need to stop emphasizing trivial stuff like recruiting, X's and O's, strength and conditioning. We need to try some out-of-the-box ideas, put us next level. For example, hear me out, the coach wearing his hat backwards, red in sarcasm font. Box, we're going to go to the phone line. Rick has made time, or he was there. Well, Rick was there, and now he's not there anymore. So, Rick, if you're out there or you want to call back, Austin will stand by. And get that done. 6913 says this, middle of the road, pretty scared looking at the schedule next year, going to be tough to even get 6 wins. Watching playoff teams, we're very far away from that level. Don't forget the staff had EJ benched and about to transfer until Dana got here too. Always wonder what was up with that. Retro in South Lake, Texas, hugely dissatisfied, and Rule needs to improve his say/do ratio. Start by saying less and just being self-reflective and just fix what's broken. Bill and Bennett goes in and says, I have moved to apathy with my feelings for Husker football. Bring on the baseball season. 2401, spot on two stats, and we know stats don't lie. Rule hasn't beat a top 25 team since Temple. Also, exact same record as Riley. Rule, future great AD, bad coach. Waverly Jim says this, apathy is on the doorstep. Happy New Year's, fellas. Happy New Year's to you. Jim Crowbait says, middle. He's firmly in the middle. Kent says, I am dissatisfied. Nebraska continues to embarrass itself by the amount of money being paid to coaches that are 500. Help me understand that. Bone 67, in full, dissatisfied. It's going to be hard to get top-notch NIL players when Nebraska has no identity. The coach still can't figure out games are won in the trenches. Jim says this, as a ticket season holder, I am not satisfied. I've had season tickets since Bo was here, and I'm strongly considering not renewing. 74-63 says this. If Rule can't right the ship, the sellout streak is in jeopardy. Okay. Ooh, y'all are on a roll. 1001 says, I'm with Bach. Nebraska in 2016 fired a staff that was 9-3. So obviously we are dissatisfied. 0739 says, people need to calm down. I see improvement, albeit slow, but improvement. We will get better each year, foundation being built. Barbecue BBQ analyst says this, I am dissatisfied, but I have faith in what Rule is doing and building. 6706, I have chosen acceptance over apathy at this point. 6776 says this, Nebraska needs to get back to Midwest football. Not asking to bring back the triple option, would not mind seeing a little option wrinkle in the offense, but we need to be run first with play action pass type offense. 2516 says this, I've been alive for all of our national championships. I'm embarrassed at what we have become over the years. We need players and coaches who are all bought in. Until we get back to the heart, soul, and determination we possessed in the past, we will not move forward in the future. 2513 says this, 20 years of pain can't be summed up in a text. Thankful you came to Lincoln DP and gave us a chance. The whole point of this is to be heard and to get in. I mean, listen, this is therapeutic, right? This is therapeutic. John says this, too much Kool-Aid makes for a long damn year. Here's the thing. I say this.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
To know what Husker fans think, listen, I don't have any desire to just hear myself think and just talk to myself. If I'm going to be a part of the community, the Husker sports community, the Husker football community, it would behoove me. It would be a very wise thing for me to ask you folks who hang out with us for whatever amount of time you hang out with us each day to hear what you think. And it's not so much what I think. It's not so much what Bach thinks. There are times when the people who get behind microphones will tell you, okay, listen to me. No, it is a brand new year. Let me explain something to you. If you go through and you love Husker football, my hope is that in that caring for Husker football, that love for Husker football, you want better for Husker football. And if you want better for Husker football, you want better for the fans. You want better for the players, of course. You want better for the coaches and administration, the university. Yep, all of that. But what you want is for your brother and your sister, your wife, your husband, your cousin, your son, your daughter, whatever it is, you want them happy and proud of a representation of the state of Nebraska and its charter institution. We all have admitted over time in various ways that Nebraska football is the straw that stirs the drink. You can tell me that corn is the drink, but I will tell you that football is the straw that stirs it. And it gives people a sense of pride when it's done right. When you see the red end, what the scarlet end, what you are hoping it implies is, in a battle and a competition, Nebraska is going to represent itself in the fullest form at the highest level for itself and its fans. That's what you want. And if the fans who listen, traveled in 25 to 30,000 plus to Las Vegas and will travel anywhere, anytime for this program, you want them to be proud of wearing the scarlet and green. You want that brighter red to be a brighter red. Nobody wants to wear the Husker in with your eyes down to the ground because your program is getting its head kicked in. right? And you have to have some identity and some understanding of what Nebraska football is. I have my eyes and my vision, but I'm here to ask y'all. That's why I read each one of those texts, because each and every one of you deserve to be heard. It doesn't matter so much what Bach and I think. It's what y'all think, because we can sit here and tell you, all's fine. I'm fine. We could be the meme of the young guy, right? the kid, he's got tears. And the ladies ask him how he's doing. I'm fine, but he's crying, right? Right? Or the kid sitting on the bus. I believe it's South Park. And the bus is burning. The world is burning around him. I'm fine. Nothing to see here. Or you can tell me that you're okay with it. And you're, whatever way you decide to lean, it's helpful to us to know what Husker Nation is feeling. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want this program to look like. Tell me what would make you proud of Nebraska football. And you can tell me that you're proud of Nebraska football right now. And I would believe, because I wore the Nebraska colors the entire time in Vegas. So I get it. Be proud. You're a Husker. Be proud of being a Husker. That part. But you also want the sons and daughters of Nebraska, the University of Nebraska, to do well, to be successful. Because their success says that they're being loved on and they're appreciated and they're being taught by the very best at the thing that they care about the most. That part. It's that part. You want to be proud of what Nebraska is. And when you see the young people, women's volleyball, women's bowling, gymnastics, basketball, whatever it is, basketball, men's basketball, wrestling, whatever it is, you want to feel like, well, I want to feel like those young people are getting the best training and education and experience they can get. And if you don't feel that, if you don't want that for them, this is what this is. So that's where we are. We'll go to break, but I'll read this and I'll give the response when we come back. This texter says this: DP, please explain to the listeners what Nebraska football was to you growing up as your perception from an outsider. That matches how we all feel this place should be. I have the story. I will share the story, come back, and I'll say it. Because a part of my decision to change my life by moving to Lincoln, Nebraska, and to be in sports media in Lincoln, Nebraska, knowing that the full hub, motor, engine, fuel was Nebraska football. Everything else, wonderful sides. You can have, you know, the mashed potatoes as volleyball or the vegetables as wrestling. You can do all that. But the main course, the entree, the main event of the evening, is Husker football. And if it's not in good standing and it's not of good state, it makes everything else not matter. It makes everything else taste less better than it does. It tastes worse. So either you fix the main event, Bach will tell you, you can have a wrestling card right down the street at Pinnacle Bank Arena. If the main event sucks, it is a bad card. Nobody's leaving happy. Nobody. We can make a great meal, and let me tell you, if the entree is bad, the meal was bad. It'll be left on the plate. I'll tell you that story when we come back. It sets you up for hour two here on 1-on-1.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to 1-on-1 with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.